KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be mostly cloudy this morning. A few lingering flurries possible. Otherwise, skies will become partly cloudy today. We'll have a high around 28. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will gather Wednesday and Thursday evening of this week at the Parks and Rec Building at Sunnyside Park to begin interviews of five finalists for the Assistant Parks and Recreation Director's position. Current Director Roger Herring's five-year contract with the city expires in May of 2016. In September, Herring asked the board to start looking for someone to succeed him. He said the assistant would learn the operations aspect of the department, which would allow Herring to work on other more important aspects of the job, such as grant writing.
We had 30 applications. The screening committee met last Thursday and went through those and screened it down to a final, probably eight, and then we decided that we probably need to screen it down to five or six. We screened it down to six, and we did have one candidate withdraw their name, and so consequently we do have five finalists.
Herring said all the applicants were highly qualified and experienced.
We had just a tremendous talent pool and candidate pool, so we were very pleased with that, and yet we had our own criteria that we had to keep at the forefront, and so we will go with these five, and from that we will select an assistant.
The board received binders containing information on all five finalists. They also handed Herring a list of prepared questions, which will be pared down to eliminate duplicates. There are three interviews scheduled for Wednesday, with the remaining two candidates to be interviewed Thursday evening. Afterward, the board will discuss the candidates, make reference calls if necessary, conduct further background checks, and then meet no later than next week to select their choice for the position. Police in Council Bluffs said Monday a special needs woman who jumped out of the window of a facility at 2065 Nash Boulevard late last month has been located and is safe. 21-year-old Kyla Jones contacted a family member by phone and made arrangements to meet with them. Those family members and an officer with the Council Bluffs Police Department met with Jones and confirmed that she was in fact all right. Jones had left the area in an unknown direction after she leaped from the building at around 8:50 p.m. back on November 26th. The body of a man who went missing in Lake Manawa after a canoe he was in capsized Sunday afternoon has been found. KETV in Omaha reports the victim was an active-duty airman stationed at Offutt Air Force Base. His name has not yet been released. His body was discovered at around 11 a.m. Monday. The victim and another man, 36-year-old Benjamin Ferguson, were in a canoe that overturned when it came into contact with ice on the lake on the south side of Council Bluffs. Ferguson managed to swim to shore after about 30 minutes, but the other man slipped below the surface of the lake after trying to cling to the canoe. Ferguson, who is a master sergeant at Offutt Air Force Base and assigned to the Air Force Weather Agency, walked to the park ranger's house to report the incident Sunday. He was suffering from extreme hypothermia when he was found and transported to an Omaha hospital where he was expected to fully recover. Rescuers had called off the search for the other man Sunday evening due to darkness. And two people were injured during a rollover accident Sunday evening in Guthrie County. The sheriff's office reports a man and his son were traveling on Highway 25 at around 6:20 p.m. when the son lost control of the vehicle as he swerved to miss a deer. The vehicle entered the east ditch and rolled over, ejecting the father. That man was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines. No names have been released. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Power, age 79, of Wyota, died Thursday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Dorothy Power will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. John Greenwalt, age 69, of Messina, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for John Greenwalt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Vera Chalfant, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Vera Chalfant will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Emma Jean Emmy Falk, age 86, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres. Funeral services for Emmy Falk will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Dorothy Jarvis, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of the Griswold and Omaha areas, died Monday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Dorothy Jarvis will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Betty Hazen, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Betty Hazen will be Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Rita Linen, age 92, of Woodbine, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Linen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bob Cole, Jr., age 52, of Atlantic, died December 9th. Funeral services for Bob Cole, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Candy Ann Pangbird Batances, age 42, of Harlan and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Candy Batances will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the community room at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Richard McCauley, age 81, of Atlantic, died August 31st. A massive Christian burial service for Richard McCauley will be January 3rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Odiva Etheridge, age 87, of Harlan, died Friday. Services for Odiva Etheridge will be held at a later date with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. And Kenneth Kramer, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Rural Lewis, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Kenneth Kramer are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.